The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting day. It is so beautiful out. The weather is fantastic. It's a little crisp, and I am loving it.
You are in a great mood today. You had your coffee this morning, didn't you?
I did. I had coffee, but I also had my granddaughter hang out with me last night and this morning. And she's here in the studio.
Yeah, exciting for her. 8-year-old Michelle is in the studio.
Yes.
With a big smile on her face.
Yes, so she gets to see what it's like.
Yeah, we're celebrating all sorts of things today. You know, yes. We always start off the show with, you know, what's special about today. And there are some minor things, like it's Wine Tourism Day. So anybody that's visiting the United States can tour around and celebrate that it's Wine Tourism Day. How about that?
Lots of places to do that.
Yeah, and National Chaos Never Dies Day. You like that one, right?
No. I like order.
But here's Alan one liked it. Here's one that I really remember. If you remember Ronald Reagan, of course, everybody does.
Reagan. Yeah.
He had a famous saying. Well, what? He had a few famous sayings. You know, trust and verify was one of his sayings. He also had another one. Mr. Gorbachev, take down this wall.
Yes.
And as a remembrance of that, it's World Freedom Day, which was the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of communism in Europe.
How about that?
Which was the wall that separated East Germany from West Germany.
And what year was that? I don't remember.
I don't remember what year it was.
I can't believe you don't have every detail, Howard.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
But
I can Google it.
It's also another celebration weekend, the start of a weekend. And when we do this every year, so I just want to give a little tribute by giving a little history on Veterans Day weekend. So Veterans Day was a day set aside to honor all American veterans of war. It started in November 11th of 1918. It was a cessation of hostilities. Also called Armistice between the Allied powers and Germany when that took place. Well, with the armistice, fighting during World War I ended, and the stage was set for a treaty to be signed formally ending the war. Well, on June 28th of 1919, the Treaty of Versailles was signed. And on the first anniversary of the armistice, President Woodrow Wilson, he proclaimed the day as Armistice Day. My father remembers it that way, by the way. And so he proclaimed it Armistice Day, and he said, and I quote, "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism to those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of nations," end quote. So at this time of celebrations, we're marked with parades and public meetings, as well as brief pauses in business at exactly 11 a.m. It's the time at which the armistice took place in 1918. Now, 11 a.m. is key here because the parades actually do not start at 11 o'clock. There is a parade in Jacksonville. It actually starts at 11:01. Now, on June 4th, 1926, Congress passed a concurrent resolution that required the president issue a proclamation for the day. And it also called on officials to display the flag on all government buildings and invited the public to observe the day in schools, in churches, and other suitable places with appropriate ceremonies of friendly relations with all other peoples. But there's more, because on May 13th, 1938, Armistice Day actually became a legal holiday, and it was made, and I quote, a day to be dedicated to the cause of world peace. And then there was a veteran in 1945. His name was Raymond Weeks. He came up with an idea, and the idea was to expand the day to celebrate not just to folks that have died that served in war, but to all veterans, not just from World War I, but from all folks that have served. Well, U.S. Representative Ed Rees later presented a bill for the change, and President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed it, and it was approved on June 1st, 1954. That's about 65 years ago. Eisenhower made the first proclamation for Veterans Day that year, saying, and I quote, "Let us solemnly remember the sacrifices for all who have fought so valiantly on the seas, in the air, and on foreign shores to preserve our heritage of freedom, and let us reconsecrate ourselves to the task of promoting an enduring peace so that their efforts shall not be in vain." End quotes. So Veterans Day is observed on Monday, this Monday, November 11th, and we celebrate those who have served in war. And our co-patriot here in the studio, Alan, was a naval veteran, and we thank you, Alan, for serving. My dad, who's 94 years old and sometimes listen in Richmond, Virginia, he's still alive and kicking and was also in the Navy, and he has an interesting thing. He came back on a ship from Africa, and while he was on the ship coming back to the United States and planning to go to the Pacific, the war was declared over and Japan had surrendered. So, but more important than that is we live in a great, great country. Not enough people realize that, because there are so many people complaining about the things that are going on here. But we do live in a fantastic country. And one of the reasons that it is fantastic is because of all the freedoms and privileges that we have here. And it's because of all the people that have served, have passed away, and continue to serve. So I want to give a big shout out and thank you to those people that have served, to the people that continue to serve, to the families of those that served and have served, and say a big thank you. And if you are not working on Monday, I encourage you to go downtown on Bay Street, and the parade starts at 11:01, because at 11 o'clock, as I mentioned earlier, it's a time of silence to reflect on those who have served, to thank them who have served. And if you see a veteran, give a nod. They'll know what you know. They'll know what you mean. If you run across them and you have an opportunity to say something, say thank you. If you run into them at a McDonald's or Burger King, buy them their lunch or dinner. They'll appreciate it. I want to say thank you. I appreciate them. I do the same thing to policemen and firemen. They do a great job for us folks here. So I just want to say a big thank you. I also want to give a shout out to some new listeners today. There's Don in Jack's Golf. Also, two different Brents, a new listener, Brent, and another Brent, a past customer, and his wife, Peyton, and their new baby that we saw this weekend. So, by the way, at the parade on Monday, there are going to be over 4,000 participants in the parade, including some high school bands. There are going to be some floats, some military members, some giant balloons, and, of course, many, many veterans and current members of the armed forces. By the way, the veterans are supported by the Veterans Administration, who have provided over 610,000 military families with loans. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from the break. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, happy, cool, crisp morning in November.
November.
Almost said October.
That's right.
In November.
You
time
know,
is flying by, isn't it?
Yeah. Now,
yes.
I watched CBS News this morning, and they were showing about weather around the country, and it's going to be the wind chill in some places around the country are into the negatives.
What?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
An Arctic breeze is coming.
Is that happening in New York? You know I have to go to New York.
Well, you're not going to New York for weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
Alan's going to say something.
In upstate New York, there's going to be a little bit of snow. Just a tiny bit. What, Alan?
Don't remind me of wind chills. I lived in North Dakota when I was doing radio long ago. 70 below zero. Brr.
70 below?
70 below zero.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even fathom that.
Well, burr doesn't even get out of your mouth. It freezes before the whole burr comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I would think you can't even leave your home. See, this is what I don't know about such things.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to my little history lesson on Veterans Day and veterans. And I started to talk about what veterans get from the Veterans Administration with respect to mortgages and real estate, because after all, this is a show about real estate. So 610 families have VA loans, which means that veterans get mortgages with zero money down as well as lower interest rates than the general public. And you don't have to have served in wartime to get that VA loan. As long as you have served for 181 consecutive days. And by the way, if you have been in the National Guard or in the reserves, as long as you are in for 6 years, you also qualify. Our mortgage person, Christine Kennedy, can certainly help you with that. And her number, of course, is area code 904-514-6969. She is around to help you with that.
It's such a great benefit, and one of the things I love about it is there's no mortgage insurance. So, you know, and like if you get FHA loan, there's mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. Or if you get any a conventional loan and you're not putting 20% down, there's mortgage insurance. On VA, there's no mortgage insurance.
Yeah, mortgage insurance pays to protect the lender.
In case
you default.
Yes, and that doesn't happen on the VA loans, so that's really beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, we have a contest today.
Oh, what's your contest?
So homeowners, they like DIY projects. You know what DIY stands for, right?
Do it yourself.
Right. Well, a recent survey of DIYers, do-it-yourselfers, indicated that a full 87% of them admitted to doing something.
What?
Making a mistake.
Yeah.
While attempting a project.
Okay.
So the contest is, what was the number one mistake that they made?
Ooh. Number one mistake of a DIY project.
Yeah.
I know what I think it is, but it's not the right answer.
Okay. So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
Okay, 904. Okay, 904-222-8255. Yeah, we want you to guess what's the number one mistake.
Yep, simple. I mean, I think there are several things you could think of.
There are.
If you don't know what you're doing and you're trying to tackle a project, what mistakes might someone make?
I got to tell you a funny story. This wasn't a DIY project, but this was many, many years ago with a prior wife. She was hanging a shelf in a spare bedroom, and she used there were things that people used to call carpet tacks, which is about 3/4 inch long, and she used a carpet tack to hang a shelf.
That doesn't sound good.
Well,
It didn't hold it.
Doesn't hold much.
It doesn't hold weight.
So she started putting up books and
boom, came down.
Boom, came right down.
Well, that's obviously not the answer. You wouldn't have mentioned it on the radio.
Yeah.
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 So anyway, everybody else call in.
All right.
To 222-8255. Guessing today what the number one mistake is that do-it-yourselfers make when they're doing projects around their home.
Yeah. So how was real estate this past week, Angela?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 620 offers got accepted. Now, that's down 4% from last week. 639 new homes came on the market. That's down a little bit, too. That's also down 3% from last week. 111 of the 639, well, they're already under contract. And that's about, 18%?
How about that?
Not bad. 52 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 459 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations.
Yeah. So that is super exciting.
Now, this time of year, some of those numbers are down, of course, but that is normal for this time of year because fewer homes come on the market, fewer homes sell. But as we've mentioned, the same percentage of homes sell every single month of the year, which means if you're thinking about taking your home off the market, thinking that it's not going to sell, or if you're thinking, well, I'm going to wait till after the holidays, you have the same chance of selling right now as you do in January,
yes,
or in May, or in July. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
So you can put your home on the market. It's just as likely to sell now. All right. Now, what about interest rates? Oh, my.
Well, here's what happened with interest rates this week. The 30-year rate, you ready?
I'm ready.
Fell. Can it keep falling, Howard? The 30-year rate fell 0.09 of a point. It's now at 3.69%. This time last year, it was 4.94. The 15-year rate, it fell 0.06 of a percent to 3.13%. Oh, my goodness, that's so inexpensive. This time last year, it was 4.33%. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it rose just ever so slightly to 3.5%. Crazy, huh?
How about
those
that?
Rates are really, really, really low.
Yeah. You know, I had a call this week from someone that actually visited at an open house. And he and his wife were going to buy a house. His wife had just graduated from school, had student loans, and he had a very successful business. And he asked me a question. He said, look, I can afford to buy a house for cash. And we've got student loans to start to pay, and the student loans are at 6%. Mm-hmm. But I can afford to pay cash. He said, what should I do? Should I pay cash? Then should I get a home equity loan? Should I pay off the student loans? Should I get a regular mortgage? What should I do? I said, that's a great question. I said, what you ought to do first is find out from a mortgage standpoint, what is it better to do? Should I get a regular loan? Should I get a home equity loan? Because the home equity loan may be a lower interest rate than a regular mortgage. And all of that would be lower than the interest rate than the home equity loan. It also depends on the value of home that you're going to be purchasing. So I recommended call Christine, have a discussion with her. She's not going to try and get you to get a mortgage just because she's a mortgage person. She'll ask you about your particular situation and then make a recommendation. And if it's to pay cash and not get a mortgage, that's okay. If it's to pay cash for the house and avoid some of the closing cost, because why, Angela? You and I discussed that. What's the advantage of getting a home equity loan rather than getting a mortgage? And
you're not going to have the same closing costs. So it's more expensive to get a mortgage than it is to get a home equity line. And so, plus, when you have a home equity line, the nice thing is that, let's say you pay, you know, let's, in his case, he's probably going to get like $600,000 home equity line, right? So he starts paying it down. The line is still open. Let's say something comes up and they want to buy something. They can just use the line and open it. If you have a mortgage, you can't do that. You can't go to your mortgage person and say, hey, I would like to just, you know, go get a car and put that on my line or whatever. So the advantage there, I think, is having the equity line available to you in case you need it for something, in case there's some unforeseen, oh my goodness, thing that happens, you're able to get money out of that. Now, could you refinance your mortgage? Yes, you could, but then you're back to getting a whole new mortgage and rolling up that new expense into it. So this is really, I think it's kind of a preferred option. Not everybody gets this option. It's the fact that he has the ability to buy it with cash up front and then do the equity line.
Yeah. We are available to answer your questions, not just here on the show, but after the show. And, you know, we have people to help you go through the stages of, you know, what is the best option for you. And Christine's going to help you whether or not you need a mortgage or not. And it's not just to purchase a home, but to perhaps buy the home cash, do a home equity loan after that, whatever it is. She'll give you the right advice, whatever is best for you.
And that's what I was going to say. Everybody's circumstance is different. Some people might not want to use their cash that way. So everybody's situation is unique.
Yes. All right. When we come back after the break, we hope somebody's going to call in and take a guess with the contest.
Oh, yeah. How do DIY people mess up?
And then we're going to talk about an interesting situation about what happens after a home inspection. Stay with us. We will be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump spent much of yesterday in Atlanta, where he said Democrats have misguided priorities. The president hoping to boost his own support among African Americans by unveiling a new initiative yesterday called Black Voices for Trump. He says the Democrat Party has by and large abandoned African American voters. An attorney says former National Security Advisor John Bolton has more information about Ukraine than House impeachment investigators know about so far. He could share that in upcoming testimony. Meanwhile, the testimony hits a public phase next week. Most of it so far has been done in secrecy, much to the chagrin of Republicans who've been demanding that it be brought out into the light of day. Facebook says it will no longer allow the name of the potential Washington whistleblower in the Ukraine case to be circulated on its platform, at least for now. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 6 points. This is SRN News.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, November 16th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's, starting at Hemming Park in downtown Jacksonville. Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Phila Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Some need fancy timers and buzzers and flashy lights to tell them food is ready. Others use a little thing called intuition. You know, gut instinct. That little voice inside that says, hey, time to take the meat out, buddy. Guess that comes with the territory after smoking and serving real Southern barbecue for more than 45 years. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68. For menu and locations, visit sonnysbarbecue.com.
Everybody have a good weekend. Stay a little warm, but we'll warm things up, hopefully, Monday morning, 6 to 9, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on Talk Radio, WBOB. Sheriff Wayne Ivey from Brevard County may join us Monday morning because a bunch of Florida atheists are ticked off because he put on the cards, In God We Trust, Roger.
And they probably have a problem with In God We Trust in our U.S. currency. I've got a solution. Give the money to us.
That's right. Atheism. Oh, boy. We'll talk about this Monday morning. Have a good weekend, 6 a.m. Monday on Talk Radio, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There will be mostly sunny days through Monday with highs into the 70s by Sunday. Clear nights through Sunday night, lows into the 50s. Mostly cloudy Monday night through Friday, looking for about a 50% chance of showers in that period. Highs in the 60s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
All right.
Did you know it was a happy, happy, happy?
Oh, I thought it was four happies.
Happy, 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 happy.
All right, all right.
Michelle is here with me today. That makes me happy.
So the contest was for do-it-yourselfers, what's the number one mistake that they all admitted, not all, but 87% of do-it-yourselfers admitted to making a mistake. But what was the number one mistake that they made? How about that? So everybody's thinking now.
I know. It's funny, mistake? Too, isn't it?
Okay.
I used to to live with like a Tim Allen. You know who Tim Allen is?
Of course.
From Home Improvement. Yeah, I used to live with a Tim Allen. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So a buyer and a seller enter into a contract to buy a home, and virtually everyone gets a home inspection. And there's almost always some issues that are discovered. So what are the issues for both the buyer and the seller for some of the issues? So let's talk about the issues from the buyer's perspective.
Okay. Well, one of the things I want to say to you is I appreciate what I just heard you say, is there's almost always some issues to be found. And the great point about that is the seller doesn't always know what the seller has, right? There could be things in their attic. I don't go in my attic. If something's messed up in my attic, I promise I do not know about it, right? I've never been up there. So anyway, from the buyer's perspective, when they find items on the home inspection report, they have some options. So the options are that they could buy the house as is, knowing what those issues are, and they can fix them or not fix them after the house becomes theirs.
Right? Okay.
So that's one option.
All right.
A second option is that they could purchase a home warranty policy in case anything questionable breaks during the first year. Now, either they can purchase it or they could ask the seller for that as part of the negotiations in the contract.
Okay. Well, let's back up a second, if I may, because what we neglected to say is that when the inspection report comes in, the buyer looks at it, and then if he wants something fixed, he puts in a repair request to the seller. So before that, so that's what happens. And okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, and then he has an option of doing these things. This is what we're talking about, is doing the options and asking for things or not asking for things. So go ahead.
So this is part of the negotiation process. So they could ask the seller to repair certain items that need to be repaired or replaced. That's okay. One of the options. They could ask the seller for a reduction in price, or a credit that's going towards their closing cost and prepaid items if they're getting a mortgage. They could ask for some of the items in...
So ask for some of the items instead of all the items in
yes.
the inspection report. Okay.
Yes. And that's generally what most people do. They try to pick out the big things, the important things to them. And then you could do a combination of any of the above.
And I think a buyer should always ask themselves this. If I lived in the house, would I have bothered to address that issue? And if probably not, then don't ask the seller to fix it either, because it's probably not a big issue.
Give me an example of something you're thinking of.
So in the dining room, if a plug doesn't work, would I have bothered to fix it? Well, how often do I use a plug in the dining room? Probably never.
We don't even go in our dining room.
Right.
I don't know whether the plugs work or not.
So if a home inspector checks all the plugs, which they always do, and find that it doesn't work, why bother asking to fix it if most people hardly ever do it? And if I live there, would I bother to get an electrician to come out and fix a plug that I wouldn't use? So as a buyer, if I lived in the house, would I fix it? No, I wouldn't. So why am I going to ask?
I think the only difference would be if it's a safety issue. If it's a safety issue, whether or not the seller had it done, the buyer should get it done.
Well, you have to look at each individual circumstance. I'm just saying.
We have a deal going on that the seller bought the house without the benefit of a home inspection report because the house had been flipped. Okay. And so
bought it years ago.
Years ago. Many, many years ago. 13 years ago. And the listing agent became the buyer agent, and basically said, you know, you don't really need a home inspection. Here's the one we had at the time we built the house, and we fixed everything. It's all done, so you don't need to check. That was bad advice.
Bad advice.
Very bad advice. And so now that we've sold the house, they had a home inspection, and one of the things that came up was that there is fabric on the electrical wire. So that's an example of something that the seller had no way of knowing. They don't go take off the panel of their electric box, right? That's not something a normal homeowner would do. And so that was discovered. And, you know, it's a safety issue for sure.
Well, in and of it, there could be arguments back and forth that that's a safety issue or not. There's nothing wrong with fabric-covered wire. It just, it's not used today. And it was code.
Well,
and an electrician may tell you that
when the house was built. Yes.
So, you know, if it starts to fray and touches another wire, that could be a problem. But in and of itself.
But now that it's known, my point to you is it is a safety issue.
It may or may not be a safety issue. Again, well, there are different.
The insurance company looks at it.
The
like
insurance
that.
Company may not want to write.
It's in terms just of risk management, Howard.
Okay. So let's say, okay, so what can thou, the seller, do in response to any of those requests that you just made? Well, the seller can agree to do all of the repairs.
That's one option.
Or the seller can say, nope, I'm not doing any of the requested repairs.
Yep.
Or they can say, I'm going to do some of the repairs. They can do a credit at closing in exchange for some or all of the repairs, or they can do some sort of negotiation. Some combination of those, some sort of negotiation, or they can say, look, I will purchase a home warranty for you, and if something breaks, then the home warranty will cover it. So there are certain things that both the buyer and the seller should consider. Like, number one, are any of the requested items required by the buyer's lender prior to making the mortgage? Like, for example, if the buyer is getting a VA loan, the VA loan lender, as a
the appraiser
may say, hey,
inspection.
You got to do certain things.
Right.
Because they want to protect the veteran.
Right.
Same thing for FHA. FHA requires certain things.
Yes.
Or are any of the requested things needed for the buyer to get insurance? Like, it could be the wiring issue that you mentioned. Now, also, do the repairs require a licensed contractor or permit to perform? Like, some things, do you really need a licensed contractor for? If a window doesn't stay open, do you need a licensed contractor for that or just a handyman? So you can have a discussion about that. Are the items required enhancements to the property or just repairs? Such as if there's a request to perform the annual type service on an air conditioner. That's not a repair.
No.
It's just a request to do an enhancement.
Right.
That's not a repair. Are the items requested bringing items up to current building code versus code at the time that the home was built, like GFI. Right. That doesn't mean that the wiring is bad. It's just not the current code. It's just like current code in some counties now are the exterior walls need to be 6 inches thick. The studs need to be 2x6s, not 2x4s. Well, that doesn't mean you're going to ask the buyer to take down the walls and put in 2x6s.
Right.
So it's the same thing for GFCIs. Another one, the buyer may want to have control over the repairs. And number seven, the seller may have moved out of town and may not be able to monitor the repairs. Here's the important things to remember. The buyer wants to buy. The seller wants to sell. Each side wants the best deal that they can get. And a resale is not a new house. And the buyer should not expect the house or condo to be perfect or to have everything new. And the price of the house was priced accordingly based on what was expected and known at the time. Everyone should work together to make the deal work. Everyone loses if it doesn't work. That's why you need both the buyer and seller need a competent realtor to assist in the process. Right, Angela?
That's right, Howard.
All right. Hey, we still need someone to make a guess. What's the number one mistake that do-it-yourselfers make?
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right. They use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. Just can't believe how fast this time flies.
How about that?
Doesn't it, Howard? It goes and goes.
It's a beautiful day for everyone to be out, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. We're going to be out today.
We are going to be out today. We have a new home that we are going to be showing everybody today.
Oh,
and it's
yes.
in a different location than we usually talk about. It's in the beautiful town of
Fernandina Beach.
Fernandina Beach. So you know what we should do?
Yes, hot, hot, hot. Woo!
It is hot. And, you know, Fernandina Beach is just a quaint town with a beautiful downtown, a beautiful beach area, and it's a lot cheaper to live close to the beach there than it is in Jack's Beach.
Yes.
And this house was owned by the owner for many years, used to live there, kids grew up there, then they moved back to Jacksonville, and owned by a first responder.
That's right.
Lovely, lovely family. Their son, Navy veteran.
That's
How about
right.
that?
Yep.
And he fixed the house up, made it look new.
It does feel new.
It has so much new things in there. New flooring, new appliances, new paint, new fans, new lighting, new mirrors, new plumbing, new countertops. And the list goes on. And it's a pool home. Now, here's the best part. Now, I say beach. It's near the beach. When I say near the beach, I mean it's two houses from oceanfront.
Yes.
Now, when you get close to the beach like that, you got to pay a little more.
Right.
But this house is just gorgeous. It's like a colonial style, two-story, with a screened-in pool, with a patio, with an outdoor shower. It's four bedrooms, two and a half baths. And when I say move-in ready, it's like it started from the ground up, and now it's brand new.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
I mean, even the garage floors are the epoxy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
with the little sparkle things in it.
Totally redone.
Yes.
It even has an air-conditioned Florida room. It's almost 2,800 square feet. And
that Florida room's heated and cooled for year-round pleasure.
Right.
Yes.
And the cabinetry looks good. We're going to be there today from noon to 2, and it's on Atlantic View. Now, Atlantic View is one block parallel to the street that's on essentially on the ocean.
So
854 Atlantic View Drive.
Yes.
And
what I love about it, too, is when you come, you can walk to the public beach access right there. You're at access number 6. So you can just walk right to the beach and you have your own access. I mean, it's so convenient.
Yeah, it's priced at $600,000, which is very, very well priced. So we want you to come out and see it and we'll show you around.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing about the area, you're not far from Fort Clinch, so you can go down there and explore, spend the day down there. There's a lot of other parks and trails and all sorts of things to do. It's just such a lovely, sometimes it's kind of a resort area, but it's also sort of just a hidden gem. Like, you know, it's not the destination place everyone absolutely thinks of going.
Mm-hmm.
So you still get that little bit of quaintness and privacy that's all your own. But then come the shrimp festival time, forget about it. There's privacy. We're going to invade your city. Everybody from surrounding areas comes to get their shrimp.
Yeah, I like that the owner of the house is real techie. Like the fan in the family room has a built-in speaker connects to your phone. So if you've got music on your phone, you can connect your phone
to that speaker.
To your speaker.
Yes. Super cool.
That's really, really cool.
He is very techie.
All right. So we're going to be there again today from noon to 2 in Fernandina Beach, 854 Atlantic View.
Yes.
And tomorrow we're going to be at that big house on the water in Mandarin that we may get a contract on today.
You never know until it gets there, right?
2610 Sims Cove Lane in Mandarin, about 4,400 square feet, a balcony, an office, a pool, a dock, a boat lift,
a jet ski lift, a boat house.
Three-car garage, recirculating hot water, which means that you turn on the hot water at any tap and it's instant hot water. Wood floors in the entire house. I mean, some of them are inlaid with a darker wood around the front.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean,
it's
just
really beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous home. Speakers in virtually every room.
Two-by-six construction, brick outside, extra insulation almost everywhere. Utility bills aren't even high, even though it's like 4,400 square feet. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, like $450 a month
for
including
everything.
Water
and sewer and electric. I mean, that's
for that
crazy.
Big of a house.
Oh my God. I spend that and I only have 2,800 square feet. It's really such a wonderful, wonderful built home, solid construction. I mean, there's something there for everybody. And the kitchen was remodeled 10 years ago. So it's a gorgeous home. Yeah. You got to come out and see us tomorrow. We're going to be there from 11 to 1.
When people come to that house, they stay for like an hour. It's really something. It's 975. On the south side, we have a home in Sutton Lakes. It's about 1,900 square feet with an additional 200 feet of air-conditioned and heated Florida room. It's on Coldfield, plus new appliances, new paint, new carpet, new roof, and a two-car garage. It's right near the Intercoastal, all for $280,000. It's open today from 1 to 4.
Yes.
Now, if you want a condo, I am intimately familiar with this condo because I own one in the same complex. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath on Fairway Drive, and it has a computer desk, has a breakfast bar, has a walk-in pantry. The community is called Florida Club in St. Augustine. It's near downtown St. Augustine off of Route 16 near the Outlet Mall. And it's exactly $100,000. Loads of amenities, a pool, a spa, a fitness center, billiard room, clubhouse. Really, really nice. We're not having an open house there, but if you want to see it, give me a call.
I'll get
you in to see that. You can buy it for yourself. You can buy it for a rental, whatever you want to do. And one more open house is going to be in the Beauclair area of Mandarin, an executive home, circular driveway, a Florida room, plus a screened-in porch, plus a patio, plus a pool, a hot tub, lots of storage, big pantry, big laundry room, beautiful wood floors, brick exterior, a front porch. I mean, this is...
It's a gorgeous home.
It really, really is. Everybody that walks into that says, wow, this is really, really nice.
Some people love corner lots. Corner lots with the side entry garage. It's one house off the river, so you get the river breezes. It is such a wonderful, quiet area. A lot of people out walking around or walking their dogs. Very friendly community. Just great, great place to be and great place to raise your kids.
It's on Wexford Road, and it's open Sunday from 9 to 2. We're busy, aren't we?
Not from 9 to 2.
Noon to 2.
Noon to 2.
From noon to 2. You wanted to make an announcement about something that we attended last night.
I do. You know, we have a lot of people who listen to our show from Orange Park. And so the Orange Park Corral is a big part of that community and has been for years since, 1992, that we went to their concert series last night. And it's going to be redone tomorrow, 3 o'clock. It's going to be at Riverside Park United Methodist Church at 819 Park Street.
It's a free concert.
Free concert to you. They do take donations. November 10th, 3 o'clock. Go see this. It is fantastic.
Yeah, even our granddaughter loved it.
Yes, it was a great, great event.
All right, the Van Wees are on tap to tell you what happened this week in the financial sector. They are showing me a big thumbs up. Hey, Angela and I are here to help you during the week. Call Angela at 465-3845. Call me 687-8161. We hope you have a fantastic week. Go to the parade tomorrow. Thank all of our veterans every day of the year. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.